did farming people ever make towels, roof sacks, clothes?
Oh, yes. Especially sugar sacks. They were more domestic, you know, than the others. The others were loose weave. I think people did make shirts of those, in that material.
And
let me see, what did they call it? I can't think of what that word was that they used for those tow sacks.
I had a number of words that are used over the country. Crocus sack.
Crocus is what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, that's right.
They did use that.
And what does a turn of wood or a turn of corn mean? Did you ever hear that?
You mean how they, a bushel of corn? Or?
It would be a measurement of corn.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Turn of corn or wood or something. But sometimes indeed when farmers would take a load to the mill, they'd say, well, I'd take a turn of corn to the mill.
Well, it could have been used, but I didn't have much occasion to mm-hmm. come in contact with that.
All right. And the item that's giving us the light, our light
bulbs.
All right. Do you say, do you just say bulbs or do you
light
say
bulbs?
Okay. And the item that you use, other people use to carry clothes to the line to hang out, is just a big
hamper.
Okay, hamper.
Clothes basket or hamper, either one.
Mm-hmm. And the thing looks like a barrel with the hardware. Your husband would probably get nails in. Would be a what?
Keg.
Okay. And around the keg or the barrel would be what?
Bands. Oh.
Right.
Well, there's something else they called them though. I don't know. See.
Gum boots.
No, bands. I guess that's what it was. Really.
And the thing to stop a bottle, the top.
Stopper.
I suppose it's made of cork.
Well, it would be a cork.
A glass.
Cork stopper, a glass stopper.
And did you ever hear somebody place something and put in their mouth and
juice off?
And if they went this way?
That's a. Whatever kind of harp it is. Aline could tell you that, all right. Her father was the biggest player in our Yuka, I think. One was a Jew's harp, and where's the other? French harp.
Or a mouth harp.
French harp.
And things used to pound nails with.
What?
And.
Mallet. A lot of people did use mallet, you know.
I'm interested in the difference. The mallet is made
of... Well, mallet is of wood.
Of wood. Would it be much
well, larger? The hammer would be of steel or iron.
The mallet would be much mm-hmm. larger.
Yes.
And in drawing a wagon or a buggy, do you remember any of the parts, the way they would be referred to?
Well, there was a shaft.
All right, and what's
that? And of course the reins was of the horse, that leather reins and a collar.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know too much about that. We never did have horses.
The shafts.
Shafts.
On the buggies.
Yeah.
Suppose you were drawing a wagon, you wouldn't call it shaft.
Tongue. Well, there's tongue to a wagon.
And do you remember anything about the wheels, how they were?
Spokes of the wheels. Mm-hmm. With the, they had bands or the rims around the
mm-hmm.
metal, I guess, weren't they? Steel.
Iron tires.
Tires.
Mm-hmm. And
they were called wheels here, though. I mean, the spokes with the.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they call that place where they put the actual grease in the middle.
That is hub song.
I never heard that.
And how about belly?
I don't know what they call that.
And
come.
All right. And how about the thing that went across this way, the shaft went this way?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's spindle trees, sounds familiar.
They did use that. We used, long years ago, they had oxen here, and they had those yokes for the oxen.
And how did they pronounce for two horses?
What is a single tree?
For two horses, you have a double tree.
Yes.
And one horse, you have a
single tree.
And would farmers say he's